Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. This is our 32nd session, and in book 2, Medina book 2, we started lesson 18 last week. At least we did something from the lesson, and I know we read the key, and I think we read also the dialogue, right? We didn't read the dialogue? Oh, we're going to do it today. Okay, good. I'm glad somebody reminded me. Because I did read it, but I guess I read it on my own. No problem. So, just briefly though, before we start to read the dialogue, just briefly, in this lesson, number 18, there are a couple of points, 5 or 6 points that are in the English key, in the English in the back of the book. The English key is on page 61 and 62. And 63. But I just want to look through it quickly, not read it word for word, but in the English key, it says in this lesson we learn the following. Number one, we have learned in the previous lesson that mudari, the mudari verb, is mansub after an and after lam al-ta'lil. So the mudari verb, for example, yadhabu, so on page 61 in English, back of the book, the mudari verb, for example, yadhabu, we said that yadhabu becomes yadhaba after an, like uridu or huwa yuridu an yadhaba. And the same thing with lam al-ta'lil. The mudari verb, which is marfu'un with dhamma, it becomes mansub after an and after lam al-ta'lil. The following four forms of the mudari have u ending in the, have dhamma ending in the marfu and fatha ending in the mansub. Okay, for example, you have yadhabu and yadhaba, tadhabu and tadhaba, adhabu and adhaba, nadhabu and nadhaba. These forms of the verb, like some, these forms of the verb are for example, huwa yadhabu, anta tadhabu, ana adhabu, nahnu nadhabu, and also hiya tadhabu. So anta tadhabu and hiya tadhabu. So these are four forms of the verb actually representing five pronouns. Huwa yadhabu, anta tadhabu, hiya tadhabu, ana adhabu, and nahnu nadhabu. All of these have dhamma when they are marfu'un, and if they are following an al-masdariya, an that makes the verb mansub, then it becomes fatta. An yadhaba and tadhaba and adhaba and nadhaba. The forms of the mudari verb ending with noon, drop the noon after n. For example, anti tadhabina. Tadhabina for the feminine second person singular, anti tadhabina. That noon is dropped if it's mansub. If it's following n or lam al-ta'lil, it becomes an tadhabi. And the same thing with the masculine, second person and third person plurals, tadhabuna and yadhabuna, which represent antum tadhabuna and hum yadhabuna. All of these forms of the verb that have noon on the end, tadhabina, tadhabuna, and yadhabuna, all of them, if they're following an or they're following lam at ta'lil, the noon is deleted. You say hadhf and noon. So if it's marfoon and has the noon, you say tadhabina. If it's mansoob, then it becomes an tadhabi with the noon deleted. And the same thing with antum tadhabuna, an tadhabu with the noon deleted. And hum yadhabuna after an becomes hum, yani the verb yadhabuna becomes an yadhabu. In these forms, the sign of the verb being marfoon is the presence of the noon, and that of it being mansub is the omission, deletion, hadf and noon. And then they give some more examples. And finally, on the bottom of the page, in the last couple of lines, it says, the two forms, yadhabna and tadhabna, and these are the two feminine, second person and third person plurals, for hunna yadhabna and antunna tadhabna. These two forms of the verb remain unchanged after n, because these are what? Mabniyun. And then they give some examples of that. So what we are saying here is that there are five forms of the verb they show them as four, but they represent five. Anta, tadhhabu, and hiya tadhhabu. There are five forms of the verb that take dhamma when they're marfoon, they take fatha when they're mansoob. And there are three forms of the verb that have a noon at the end of it when they're marfoon, that is tadhhabina, tadhhabuna, and yadhhabuna. And that noon is deleted when they are mansoob. And then there are two more forms of the verb, the two feminine plurals, second and third person, yadhabna and tadhabna, that are mabniun. Okay, so they don't change when they're marfoon or mansoobun or majzoom, they're always the same. Alright, so there are two forms that are mabniun, and then there are eight forms. Five that have dhamma that change to kasra, dhamma that change to fatha, and three that have a noon that's deleted if they become mansoob. That's what we talked about last week. And then we had ka, the second point on page 62 on the top of the page. It says sa'ati ka sa'atika, my watch is like your watch. The word ka, kaf here with fatta is a preposition, and the noun following it is majroor. It means like, something is like or similar. And an example of this is hadha al-baytu kal-masjidi, ka-al-masjidi. It makes it majroor, it's a preposition. This house is like a masjid. And they also said this preposition is not used with pronouns. So we do not say ana kahu, but rather use mith, and you say ana ka-mithlihi, or huwa ka-mithlihi. And then we had kullu, which represents all, for emphasis. So you, for example, you say hadara at-tullabu kulluhum. Hadara at-tullabu, the students attended or they were present. Kullu is used for emphasis. And we said that the kullu, it has to agree with the mu'akkad, the word that is affirming or emphasizing. So if you say hadara at-tullabu and tullab is marfoon, then kullu also has to be marfoon with dhamma. And we also said the pronoun that connects kullu to the word that is emphasizing has to also represent the mu'akkad, the word that is emphasizing. So tulab is masculine plural, so the pronoun that connects kullu to tulab is hum, which is the masculine plural for third person. And in the same way, you have kharajat at-talibatu kulluhunna. So at-talibatu is marfoon with dhamma, so kullu is marfoon with dhamma. And hunna, the feminine, third person plural, is the pronoun that connects kullu to talibat, which is feminine plural, and so on. So this is what we looked at last week. And also the vocative ya, we said that the vocative ya, harf al-nida, ya, when it is followed by a word that has alif lam, you have to add to it ayyuha. So you don't just say ya and nas, you say ya ayyuhan nas. And then we had hayya bina, come along. This is called ism fi'l. It is a noun, but has the force of a verb. And it's a verbal noun. It's a noun that has the meaning of action. Hayya bina means come along, let's go. And then they gave other examples of that. And then we had the final thing, point number six, was ulbatu halwa hadihi. This tin of sweets. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Ulbatu halwa is mudaf ilay, and hadihi is ism ishara, is coming after the idafa. Okay, the reason for this is we're saying, we have seen in book one that hadha al-kitabu means this book. But if we want to say this book of history, the book of history will be the idafa, right? So that's the problem here. Okay, we say Kitabu at-tarikhi hadha. Because of the idafa, we can't say hadha al-kitabu. Because remember, the mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween, so we put the ism ishara at the end. In this construction, hadha comes at the end because we cannot say hadha al-kitabu at-tarikh. As kitab is mudaf, and so it cannot take alif lam. Okay, so basically what we're saying in this last point is that hadha al-kitab means this book, but if you want to put the word kitab in idafa, you can't put alif lam on it. So you take off the alif lam, and then you put the ism ishara at the end. These are the points that we talked about, we read completely last week from the key, And then we said that we will read the dialogue in the class today. So we'll read the dialogue now, unless there's any question. We'll read the dialogue now and look at the grammatical points that are in this dialogue, in addition to, of course, paying attention to the new vocabulary and old vocabulary and old grammatical points, but especially the grammatical points for this lesson we want to pay special attention to, and we want to make sure that we are comprehending the meanings of what we're reading and that we're reading the words correctly, paying attention to things like mudhaf ilay, paying attention to, for example, the pronouns dhamair and harf, huruf, jar, prepositions, and things like this. All these things that we have taken in the past, we're going to pay attention to all of them. All right, so let's read the dialogue again. What? Paying attention to the grammatical points that we just reviewed quickly, that we took last week, and inshallah that you hopefully read for homework, so that you are familiar with all of these points. Any question before we read the dialogue? Any question about the new grammatical points? Okay, we'll be going over them as we read through the dialogue. Okay, page 127. Book 2, page 127. Lesson 18. Ad-Darsu Al-Thamina Ashara. Ad-Darsu Al-Thamina Ashara. Hamidun لزوجته. What does this mean? Hamid what? What do we mean by li زوجته? What does that mean? Hamidun li زوجته.
Hamid with wife.
Hamid to his wife. He's speaking to his wife. Hamid is speaking to who? Li زوجته, to his wife. Aina turidina أن تذهبي بعد صلاة العصر. What does it mean? أين تريدين أن تذهبي بعد صلاة العصر?
Where do you want to go after
صلاة العصر? نعم. Where do you want to go after صلاة العصر? أين تريدين? يعني أنت تريدين. أين تريدين أن تذهبي? What's the origin of تذهبي before أن came? What was this word before N came? Tadhabina. Naam, tadhabina. But because the N makes it mansoob, because the N makes it mansoob, then the sign that is mansoob is hadf and noon. The noon is deleted to indicate that it's mansoob. And by the way, when the noon is deleted from this form of the verb, it also indicates, it also could possibly indicate that the verb is majzoom. It could be majzoom or it could be mansoob. But right now we're just dealing with it when it's mansoob. But if the lam came, the negation, if lam came before the mudari verb, it makes it majzoom. But the sign that is majzoom is the same sign that is mansoob. That is hadf and noon. The hadf, deletion of the noon. Taib. Amina says, يعني in response to Hamid, أريد أن أزور جارتنا التي زارتني أمسي. أريد أن أزور جارتنا التي زارتني أمسي. What does it mean?
I want to visit our neighbor which visited me yesterday.
I want to visit our neighbor who visited me yesterday. Uridu an azura. Now the verb azura, the mudari verb azura, originally before n it was what? Azuru. Azuru, marfu'un with dhamma. But because of n making it mansub, it became from azuru, azura. Uridu an azura. Jaratana allati zaratni amsi. Amsi is, anybody know what is the Arab of Amsi? Mafulun fi, okay, mafulun fi, zarf al-zaman. Naam, indicating the time of the action. Mafulun fi, zarf al-zaman, mabniyun ala kasra.
The ظرف مفعول فيه is normally منصوب وفتة. But this أمس is مبني على كسرة. Always remains كسرة. Okay, Hamid says, أيمكنك أن ترجعي قبل صلاة المغرب؟ أيمكنك أنت أن ترجعي أن ترجعي يعني ترجعي is from the verb ترجعين ترجعين أنت ترجعين أن ترجعي حذف النون to indicate that it's منصوب قبل صلاة المغرب المغربي okay المغربي what is the إعراب of المغرب مضاف إليه مجرور and the sign that is مجرور is كسر and what is the إعراب of صلاة صلاة it's مضاف طيب what is this case ending it's كسر it's مجرور why is it مجرور because of قبل نعم because of قبل نعم طيب آمينة says يمكن إن شاء الله يمكن what does this mean It's possible, inshallah. Is it possible for you to return before Salat al-Maghrib? She said, يمكن, يمكنه, it's possible, inshallah. Hamid says, أرجو أن تغسلي قميصي الأبيض بعد رجوعك من عند الجارة. أرجو أن تغسلي قميصي الأبيض بعد رجوعك من عند الجارة. What does it mean? Huh? أرجو أن تغسلي. I request or I hope that you will wash my white shirt. بعد رجوعك. After your return من عند الجارة. After your return from being with the neighbor. The female neighbor. نعم. Amina says, سأغسله وأقويه إن شاء الله. سأغسله وأقويه إن شاء الله. Meaning? I will wash it and iron it إن شاء الله. Hamid says, أين تريدون أن تذهبوا الآن يا أبنائي؟ أين تريدون أن تذهبوا الآن يا بنائي. أبنائي. Where do you all plural أنتم تريدون? Where do you all want to go right now, oh my sons? تريدون أن تذهبوا. تذهبوا is منصوب, and the sign that is منصوب is what? حذف النون حذف النون the deletion of the noon because of N which makes it منسوب the sons they say نذهب الآن إلى المسجد وبعد الصلاة نريد أن نذهب إلى السوق لنشتري أقلاما ودفاتر ومساطر what is the meaning نذهب الآن إلى المسجد We're going now to the masjid. نذهب مرفوع الآن إلى المسجد. وبعد الصلاة نريد أن نذهب منسوب أن نذهب إلى السوق لنشتري أقلاما ودفاترة ومساطرة. What is the meaning of this? وبعد الصلاة نريد أن نذهب إلى السوق. And after the صلاة would like or we want to go to the market لنشتري أقلاما ودفاترة ومساطرة meaning to buy pens notebooks what's مساطر what's the singular of مساطر مسطرة مسطرة نعم here we have لنشتري what is the إعراب of لنشتري What is نشتري نعم لام التعليل لام is لام التعليل النشتري is منصوب فعل مضارع منصوب because of لام التعليل sign that is منصوب is فتحة ظاهرة على آخره
طيب حامد says أين زملاؤكم. What does it mean? Where are your colleagues, your classmates? Where are your classmates? ما جاءوا اليوم لزيارتكم كعادتكم كل أسبوع. ما جاءوا اليوم. What does it mean? They didn't come today. They didn't come today. اليوم. اليوم is مفعول في ظرف الزمان. منصوب. علامة نصبه فتحة. ما جاءوا اليوم. لزيارتكم. لزيارتكم. كعادتهم. كل أسبوع. What does this mean? They didn't come today. لزيارتكم. To visit you. They didn't come today. To visit you, لزيارتكم, كعادتهم. كعادتهم means what?
A visit, huh? I mean, not visit, like they usually do, like their habit or custom
that they normally do. عادة is a custom or a habit. That's something a person usually does. And كع means like. كعادتهم. عادتي is majrur because of ka, ka'adati, ka'adatihim. And remember the pronoun hum and hu, whenever it's preceded by a kasra, hum becomes him, and hu becomes he. That's why you say alayhi, alayhi salam. You don't say alayhu salam. You say alayhi salam. You say alayhim as-salam. Al-anbiya, alayhim, not alayhum. Alayhim. Alayhi. Because kasra or ya preceding the pronoun who or whom, whenever it's preceded by kasra or ya with sukun, you change it from whom to him, from who to he. Huh? Yeah, ya with sukun. If it's preceded by kasra or ya, that has sukun. The ya with sukun could be elongation of kasra, or it could be a diphthong with fatha. Whenever you have a ya with sukun preceding the pronoun hu, it becomes he. You say the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, not alayhu salam, alayhi salam.
So is marfu then?
If what is marfu? Dhamma?
Yeah,
dhamma. It'd be regular hum.
Naam,
hum. لهم نعم طيب كعادتهم كل أسبوع. What does كل أسبوع mean? Every week. They didn't come today to visit you like their habit every week. Okay. الأبناء says أرادوا, they're talking about their زملاء, أرادوا أن يذهبوا اليوم إلى المتحف. إلى المتحف. أرادوا أن يذهبوا اليوم إلى المتحف. What does it mean? أراد. أراد يريد means to want to do something. أرادوا عليكم السلام. They wanted أن يذهبوا اليوم. They wanted to go today to the museum. Right here, bro. Right there. Yes. Just knock in case somebody's there. I don't know if anybody's in there or not. نعم أرادوا أن يذهب اليوم إلى المتحف. طيب notice that يذهبون became يذهبوا بحذف النون. The noon is deleted because of what? N. طيب حامد says يا بناتي أنا الآن أذهب إلى المستشفى لعيادة سلمى. أتردنا أن تذهبنا معي يا بناتي. Meaning oh my daughters, أنا الآن أذهب إلى المستشفى. I'm going now, right now, to the hospital. لعيادة سلمى. To visit سلمى. Listen, the word ziyara
means to visit, generally. The word ayada means to visit a sick person. Ayada and ziyara do not mean the same thing. Ziyara means to visit anyone, anytime, any place. But ayada means to visit a sick person. You don't say, I'm going to visit my father at home and he's well. You don't say ayada, you say ziyara. But if a person is sick at home or in the hospital, you say ayada. You can say ayada. Li is ayadati, to visit, but meaning visiting a sick person. Yeah, ayada is only used for a sick person. But ziyara can be used for anyone. You can use it any time. Just general. Li ayada, it's not ta'lil, it's just a harf jar. Because lam ta'lil is used with the verbs. Aturidna an tadhhabna ma'i, aturidna an tunna, aturidna an tadhhabna ma'i. Do you like to go with me? Do you want to go with me? Notice that tadhhabna, it's not changed by n. Because what? Mabniyun. Do you want to go with me? They said, na'am. Na'am. Page 128, top of the page, Hamid says, Mada turidna, meaning antunna. Mada turidna an ta'khudna laha. Mada turidna an ta'khudna laha. Meaning? What do you want to take? From the hospital? What do you want to take? What? Yes, but does it mean laha means lil mustashfa? Laha means to her, to the one who is sick. What do you want to take for her? What do you want to take for her? The banat, they said, nuridu an na'khudha ma'ana ulbat al halwa hadihi. Inna Salma tuhibbu hadihi al halwa kathira. Nuridu أن نأخذنا معنا نعم. We want to take with us عذرة الحلوى هذه. This packet of sweets. This tin or packet of sweets. إن سلمى تحب هذه الحلوى كثيرة. Very Salma likes or loves this sweet, these sweets very much. كثيرة. نعم. A lot.
Okay, when you said, I'm just questioning this. Now you said, very much. Now if you want to add, jiddin, could jiddin fit in anywhere?
You can, yeah. You can. Kathira means much or a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
But if you say kathira and jiddin, then it means very much.
A little more emphasis.
No, more emphasis, no. Jazakallah khair. Hamidun. Add to, now, huh? Question?
No.
Hamidun says, "Aturidna an ta'khudna shay'an akhara?" Meaning? Do you want to take anything else? Shay'an akhara? Do you want to take another thing? Anything else? Al-banat, "Nuridu an na'khudha hadhihi al-majallata." Wa alaykum as-salam. "Nuridu an na'khudha hadhihi al-majallata." وهذا الكتاب وهذه الملابس. What do we mean? We want to take this magazine and this book and these clothing and these clothing. Yes, ملابس. طيب Hamid says, أرجو ألا تأخذنا هذه الأشياء كلها. Meaning? I request or I hope that Allah means N La. That's N with La, you join them together in pronunciation or in writing. Allah means N La. That you, I hope or I request that you do not take هذه الأشياء كلها. All of these things, okay? Keep it in mind, كلها is for ta'keed. It's for emphasis. I hope that you will not take these things. Now I want to emphasize. كلها. I hope you will not take these things. All of them. كلها. Now كلها is mansoob with fatha because what? Because the mu'akkad, the thing that is emphasizing is mansoob. And ha is the pronoun that connects كلها to al-ashya. Ha is feminine singular because ashya is what? Feminine singular? Huh? Ashya is feminine singular? Ashya is not feminine singular. Ashya is plural. It's masculine plural. So why are we using had to connect kulla? Huh? Ghayru akil. Ghayru akil. Because remember the pronoun that connects kullu to the mu'akkad, the thing that is emphasizing, has to agree with the thing it's emphasizing. But the thing it's emphasizing here is masculine plural. But it's غير عاقل. So we use feminine singular pronoun for it. Naam? Naam. We're on page 128. Lesson 18. Second page of the dialogue. 128. So he says, I hope you will not take all of these things. فَإِنَّ الْمُسْتَشْفَى لَا يَسْمَحُ بِدُخُولِ أَشْيَاءَ كَثِيرَةٍ أَشْيَاءَ كَثِيرَةٍ What does it mean? فَإِنَّ الْمُسْتَشْفَى لَا يَسْمَحُ بِدُخُولِ أَشْيَاءَ كَثِيرَةٍ It says, verily the hospital does not permit دخول, the entry does not Lasma bidukhul it doesn't allow for the entry or bringing in ashya'a kathiratin. Many things. You can't bring a lot of things in the hospital. Just carrying shopping bags full of stuff into a hospital. Where are you going? You tell the guy at the door, I'm going shopping. They look like you already went shopping. Now, ashya'a kathiratin. Tayyib. Why is Or what is the i'rab of kathiratin? Is mudaf mudaf ilay? The meaning of it, the entry of many things. That's not mudaf mudaf ilay. It's not and man'ut. Kathira is a not describing ashya. What kind of ashya? Kathira. Tayyib. Kathiratin, what is the i'rab of it? It's not. Is it marfoon or mansoobun? Mansoobun. Move the chair so the brother can pray there. Just move it out of the way. Fold it or put it on the side. Wayyakum. I'm saying, kathiratin. The i'rab of it is not. Is it marfoon or mansoobun?
It's
mansoob. Does it look like it's mansoob and the sign that it's mansoob is kasra?
It's kasra, but I mean.
It's majrur. So ashya is also majrur?
No.
Ashya is majrur. The sign is majrur is fatha because it's mamnu min al sarf.
Okay.
So kathiratin is majrur because it has to agree with ashya. Ashya is also majrur, but the sign that is majrur is fatha. Because it's ممنوع من الصرف. جيد. أين خديجة وعائشة وأم الكلثوم؟ أين خديجة وعائشة وأم كلثوم؟ What is the meaning? Yeah, Hamid says, after he tells him you can't bring in all these things, he says, where is خديجة and Aisha and the mother of كلثوم?
No, that's her name.
That's her name. أم كلثوم is the name. You're not looking for somebody's mother here. That's her name, Kulthum. أَيُرِدْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبْنَا مَعَنَا What does it mean? Do you want to go? أَيُرِدْنَا يُرِدْنَا is the verb for the pronoun هُنَّ Third person feminine plural. أَهُنَّ يُرِدْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبْنَا مَعَنَا Do they, feminine plural, do they, third person feminine plural, do they want to go with us? What about the i'rab of yadhabna? Is it mansoob with fatha because of n?
No.
He
said it doesn't change?
And because of an.
Is mabniyun because of n or is mansubun because of n?
Mansub because of n.
Is it mansub because of n? It is mansub because of that, huh?
Yeah. It doesn't change.
It doesn't change. You said it doesn't change the first time. So it's mabniyun. It's mabniyun. It's in the place where it should be mansub, but it's not mansub, it's mabniyun. Doesn't change. Tayyib, one of the daughters said to this question, do they want to go with us? That is Khadija and Aisha and Kuthum, do they want to go with us? She said, La Adri Aina Hunna. What does that mean? I don't know where they are. I don't know where they are. أَظُنُّ أَنَّهُنَّ مَا رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ I think that they did not return from the school. Hamid says, هَيَّا بِنَا يَا بَنَاتُ Let's go along. Let's get going. Oh my daughters, or oh daughters. طيب, تمارين, exercises. تمارين exercises التمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية answer the following questions first question ماذا يريد الأبناء أن يشتروا من السوق what does it mean نعم what do the sons want to buy or purchase from the market Give me a complete answer. Go ahead, try it. Yuridu.
I mean, Nuridu.
Yuridu.
Right.
They.
Yeah, Yuridu. Yuridu. Nadhaba.
Yuridu al-abana'u an. Wa alaykum salam.
I said Nadhaba, that's wrong again.
Nadhaba, not Nadhaba.
Yadhaba. An Yadhaba.
No.
It's not
Nadhab, it's not Yadhab. Try it, Abu Bakr.
Uridu
Abna Uridu طيب, the answer should be, look at the question. ماذا يريد الأبناء أن يشتروا? What do they want to buy? من السوق. Okay? يريد الأبناء أن يشتروا from يشترون. يشتروا is منسوب because of N. يريد الأبناء أن يشتروا من السوق كذا وكذا وكذا. أقلاما ودفاترة ومساطرة. Any question about that answer? Any question about that answer? Okay, the answer should be Yuridu al-abna'u an yashtaru. Yashtaru is mansub because of n, so the noon is deleted. An yashtaru min as-suqi aqlaman wa dafatira wa masatira. Okay, second question. ماذا تريد البنات أن يأخذن لسلمى Notice in the question two things ماذا تريد البنات أن يأخذن تريد أن يأخذن are two different forms of the verb used in reference to the same people, the banat. Why are we using two different forms of the verb for banat here? ماذا تريد البنات أن يأخذنا يأخذنا is in reference to the banat and تريد is in reference to the banat but تريد is a different form of the verb than يأخذنا and both of them is in reference to the feminine plural البنات why is it different verb forms used this is an important question تريد is مضاري and يأخذنا is مضاري but يأخذنا you got it, you have something?
Oh, no, I don't
Okay, let's see if we can make it a little more clear.
Because before the Mubtada, you put the singular
form. Not before the Mubtada, but before the fa'il.
Before the fa'il, sorry.
Naam. If the verb comes before the fa'il, it's going to be singular. If the verb comes after the fa'il, then it's going to represent the fa'il. Singular, dual, or plural. So the verb here came before the fa'il. That means it has to be singular. The singular form for the feminine is hiya turidu. Okay, because we're talking about al-banat, so we're talking about third person. But if the verb comes before the third person, we have to use the feminine singular. When the verb comes after, we use the feminine plural. So that's why you have ya'khudna after the mention of banat. But before the mention of banat, use the feminine singular, which is hiya turidu. Okay? Whenever the verb comes before the fa'il, you have to use the singular. If it is masculine, use the feminine singular. Huwa yuridu. If it's feminine, use the feminine singular. Hiya turidu. Or whatever it may be, whatever the verb you're using. Okay? What is the rule here? The rule here. If you have a verbal sentence, a jumla fa'liya, and the verb comes before the one who's doing the action, the verb is going to be singular. It doesn't matter if the one doing the action is singular, dual, or plural. The verb is going to be singular. But whenever you mention the one doing the action, and after that you mention the verb, then the verb has to reflect the fa'il. If it's singular, dual, or plural, it has to reflect that. If it's masculine or feminine, it has to reflect that. If the verb comes after the fa'il, the one who's doing the action. If the verb comes before, it's always going to be singular. Doesn't matter if the fa'il is singular, or dual, or plural. The verb is going to be singular. This is the verb we had some time back. I mean, this is the rule that we had some time back. Okay, so alhamdulillah, it came back. And this is a chance for you to remember it again. Jazakallah khair, ya Ibrahim.
So, so you said the al-banat before the turi.
If you said al-banatu, you won't say al-banatu turidu.
Right.
You would say al-banatu yuridna. Right. You have to use the plural.
Yeah.
But if you use the verb first, before banat, then you use the singular.
Okay, the plural if it's comes,
if the file comes first, then the verb has to reflect dual. If it's dual or plural, it has to be dual or plural.
Okay.
But if the verb comes first, it doesn't matter if the file is singular, dual, or plural. It's going to be singular.
Okay.
The verb is going to be singular, even though the file is dual or even though it's plural, the verb is going to be singular. طيب تمرين الثاني صحح ما يلي. Correct what follows. آمنة بنت حامد خطأ. طيب what's the صحيح؟ آمنة زوجة حامد. جيد. Number two. تريد آمنة أن تزور أختها خطأ. What's صحيح؟ تريد آمنة أن تزور جارتها her neighbor جارتها. Number three. قال حامد لزوجته اغسلي منديلي الأسود خطأ. قال حامد لزوجته what? اغسلي قميصي الأبيض. قميصي الأبيض. My white shirt. My white قميص. Number four. يريد الأبناء أن يذهبوا إلى السوق قبل الصلاة. خطأ. What's correct? نعم. يريد الأبناء أن يذهبوا منسوب. حذف النون. يذهبوا إلى السوق بعد الصلاة. بعد الصلاة. Number five. أراد زملاء الأبناء أن يذهبوا إلى حديقة الحيوانات. ها؟ خطأ. نعم. أراد زملاء الأبناء أن يذهبوا
إلى المتحف إلى المتحف. What is حديقة الحيوانات؟ The zoo. The zoo. Number six. ستة. يريد حامد أن يذهب إلى المستشفى مع زوجته. خطأ. يريد حامد أن يذهب إلى المستشفى مع من؟ ما بناته؟ ها؟ Yes, let's hear from you, Abdul Haq. What? ما بناته. Not ما بناته. ما بناته. Because of ما, right? طيب. التمرين الثالث. التمرين الثالث. The third exercise. يسأل المدرس. What does this mean? Huh? The مدرس, the teacher, will ask كلاً من الطلاب or each of the students, all of them or each of them, هذا السؤال. This question. What is the question? ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب? ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب? What does that mean? Need or want? ماذا يريد? What do these students, these male students, what do they want? ويجيب الطالب, and the student will answer. يجيب from أجاب يجيب. ويجيب الطالب ويقول. The student will answer. Each student will answer, and he will say, هؤلاء. He has to answer with this answer like this. هؤلاء يريدون أن blank, right? مختارا. He would choose مختارا من الجمل الآتية, from the following sentences. He would choose any one of these sentences. It's a whole stack of sentences. Okay? But he has to make his answer from the beginning. هؤلاء يريدون أن, and take one of these answers. Alright? We ready? Alright? Just remember though, I'm going to warn you, I'll give you a help, an aid, assistance. Huh? When you say, هؤلاء يريدون أن, remember the mudari verb by أن is going to be منسوب. And how's it, what's the sign is منسوب? Huh? Okay, it might be فتح or it might be حذف النون. Depends on which form of the verb it is, right? If it's يذهب وتذهب وأذهب ونذهب, it's going to be فتح. But if it's يذهبون وتذهبون وتذهبين, it's going to be what? حذف النون. Huh? عليكم السلام. Pay attention. Depends on which form of the verb is. If it's يذهبنا وتذهبنا, it's not going to change at all. It's going to be مبنيون, alright? So this drill is in reference to what? N. Using N, it makes the mudari verb mansub. But if it's mabniun, it remains the same. If it's from the verbs that have noon on the N, anti tadhabina, or antum tadhabuna, or hum yadhabuna, that noon is going to be deleted after N. If it's not one of those verbs, then the dhamma is going to change to fatha. Alright, so this is what this exercise is about. So pay attention. Okay, I will ask the question, and you will answer from what is here. Don't make up any brand new answers. Alright? Ya Ibrahimu. Mada yuridu? Mada yuridu? Haulai al-tullab. Look, Ibrahim. Haulai al-tullab. Mada yuridu? Haulai al-tullab. What do you think these guys here want? N? Answers are here. طيب. He said, يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يذهبون إلى الملعب. Now, what's the problem? أن يذهبوا حذف النون. نعم حذف النون. Got it?
نعم.
طيب أن يذهبوا إلى الملعب. These students want to go to the what? To the playground. طيب يا عبد الكريم ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟ ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟
يريدون أن
يريد هؤلاء الطلاب. You gotta use singular if the verb comes before the فاعل. يريد هؤلاء.
Oh yeah. يريد أن
يريد هؤلاء الطلاب. نعم طلاب
أن يشربون القهوة. قهوة
Okay, no problem. He got it from the book, but he went down to the bottom, to the next to the last one. It's okay, but let's try to follow the order that's here so we don't have to search for it. No problem. That's good. The answer is correct. It's okay. You can choose any answer, but let's try to keep it in order just so everybody can follow. Okay? So, no problem. He said, يُرِيدُ هَوْلَا الطُّلَّابُ أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا الْقَهْوَةَ. That's next to the last answer at the bottom of the paragraph. أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا الْقَهْوَةَ. Okay? يَشْرَبُونَ is mansub because of N. The sign that it's mansub is حَذْف النُّون. So it becomes أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا الْقَهْوَةَ. طيب, Abdul Halim. Alright. مَاذَا يُرِيدُ هَوْلَا الطُّلَّابُ يا عبد الحليم؟ نعم مهاجئ الجامعة. طيب يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يسكنوا. What should be the verb here? أن يسكنوا. حذف النون because it's mansub because of N. يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يسكنوا في مهاجع الجامعة. What does that mean? These students want to live in the dormitories, in the dormitories of the جامعة. نعم يا عبد الحق ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟
يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يجلسوا
في
صفي
الأول. نعم يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يجلسوا بحذف النون أن يجلسوا في الصف الأول. What does it mean? The students want to sit in the first row. نعم. شيخنا with us? You will take one or you pass? Okay, ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟
يريد
الطلاب
يرجعون إلى المحاجة بعد الحصة الثانية.
طيب, what's wrong with the verb there? You didn't change it. يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يرجعون أو يرجعوا. يرجعوا إلى المهاجع بعد الحصة الثانية. What does it mean? What does this mean? Anybody? These students want to what? Return to the dormitories after the third period. حصة ثانية. Second period. Something wrong with that, right? There's something wrong with that. After the second period, they want to go back to the dormitory? Huh? That's like playing hooky, cutting classes or something. Huh? Second period, you can't go back to the dormitory after the second period. You got about four or five more periods to go. Fayed. Yeah. Ach, what's your name? Mukhtar. Mukhtar. Naam, naam. Mada yuridu hawla al-tullab? Okay, and yes, alu. Where is that answer?
Oh, it's all the way in the bottom.
On the bottom? Okay, yes, okay. Okay, give it to us again. Yuridu? And yes, alunaka su'alan. What about an? Yes, alunaka. What should be changed here? If yes, alunaka, the verb is yes, aluna, right? If it's mansub because of n, what happens to the verb? Huh? What? Wow? And yes, Allah? Tayyib, listen. The verb is yas'aluna. And it has kaf on the end, right? Forget about the kaf for now. Yas'aluna. If the verb, in this form of the verb, hum yas'aluna, if it became mansub because of n, or lam ta'lil, how will the verb be changed by n? Yas'aluna becomes what? Yas'alu. If it has kaf on the end, it will become what? Just with kaf on the end. He just said it's yas'alu. Yas'aluka. Not an yas'alunaka. An yas'aluka.
The noon is still deleted.
The noon is deleted. Yeah. Naam, the noon is deleted because of n.
Yeah.
It's deleted. It doesn't matter that you add a suffix to it. That doesn't change the rule. The rule is the noon is deleted because of n. When it becomes mansub, the noon is deleted. That's how we know that it's mansub, because the noon is deleted. If you say yes alunaka, that means it's marfoon, because the noon being present, thubut and noon means that the mudari verb is marfoon. But this is not marfoon, because n is mansub. So you say, yuridu haula yatullabu an yas'aluka su'alan. An yas'aluka su'alan. Jayid, what does it mean? Anyone? These students want to ask you a question. Naam, Musa. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟
يريد أن يفتحوا النوافذ.
طيب, in the second line next to the last, at the end of the line, he says يريد هؤلاء الطلاب. Complete answer. يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يفتحوا. يفتحون أن يفتحوا. النوافذة. النوافذة. What does it mean?
These students want to open the windows.
نعم. أبو بكر. ها؟ أي يفتح. Yeah, because N, right, makes يفتحون منصوب. The sign that is منصوب is حذف النون. The noon is deleted. So N يَفْتَهُونَ becomes really an يَفْتَهُ. I said A because N, noon with sukoon, is followed by the letters of يَرْمَلُونَ. It becomes إِدْغَام. So really we don't say an يَفْتَهُ, we say أي يَفْتَهُ. Noon with sukoon followed by ya. Yeah, it's from the letters of Yarmaluna. It's idgham. Ay yaftahu. Even though in normal speech it's not like mandatory, but of course if you recite in the Quran it's mandatory.
That will be a mistake if you recite Quran and you say N and then the word following has Ya. You don't say N, you say A. Naam. Alright. Next one. We're coming back over on this side. Ya Ibrahimu. Oh, we're going to get Abu Bakr. Naam, Abu Bakr, I'm sorry. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب يا أبا بكر؟ نعم يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أي يأخذوا هذه المجلة إلى بيوتي إلى بيوتهم not بيوتي هم because preceded by كسرة so هم becomes him. We just learned that rule today, right? Now we just reminded ourselves of it today, but we learned it a long time ago somewhere in the past, huh? نعم هذه المجلة. نعم مجلة is بدل فهذه منصوب علامة نصبه فتح إلى بيوتهم. طيب يا إبراهيم ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟ What else do they want? طلاب is plural, so wedge, they all gonna wash one face? Whose face are they gonna wash? Wedge him, they're one face, right? Faces. Wedge he him? Go ahead. Wujuh. Sorry, yagsilu wujuhahum. Naam. Why is it wujuh and not wedge? Because plural. Their faces. We're talking about the students. They want to wash their faces. Not one face. All of them need to wash their faces. They're all sleeping. That's because we were up late last night and the night before. Naam. Tayyib. So what does it mean? Yuridu hawla al-tullab ay yaghsilu wujuhahum. What does it mean? The students want to wash their faces. Naam ya Abdul Karim. Mada yuridu hawla al-tullabu? Huh? Is it a rough one?
Yeah,
it's only one word.
Yeah, I know, but it's a different kind of way and shape.
Yeah, it's a different kind of way and shape. Yeah? Okay. Start with the answer that we know. Yuridu hawla'i tulabu and?
Okay. Yuridu hawla'i tulabu.
From ضرب يضرب يضرب. The original word that's written here is يضربونني يضربونني.
Right.
So what are we going to change it to? N?
Oh, N.
Stop. Don't go any further.
Right.
If you go any further, you may crash.
Yeah, right.
You're good right now. You're safe. Stop while you're ahead. Ay yadribuni. Instead of yadribun with noon on the end, delete the noon. Yadribuni. Ay yadribuni. Yuridu hawla tulab ay yadribuni. From yadribunani. أي يضربوني. نعم يا عبد الحليم ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟ نعم جيد يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أي يقرأوا القرآن. If you join it, how will you pronounce this? Ay? Huh? Yeah, what's the key, the rule here that I'm looking for? in the reading of this combination of يقرأوا القرآن. What's the key that I'm looking for? What's the rule for this reading here? التقاء ساكنين. Huh? You're saying يقرأون القرآن, but the noon is deleted already, right? Because it's mansub. Okay, listen. Look at this carefully, okay? Look what happened here. We had originally يقرأون القرآن, right? But N came. So we deleted the noon, right? So now we have A يقرأوا القرآن. For one thing we have here, we have a long vowel on the end of this word, right? يقرأوا القرآن. What happens to a long vowel when it's followed by alif lam? Huh? The long vowel is pronounced as a short vowel. When you join, because alif lam is hamzatul wasl. So whenever you join a long vowel to hamzatul wasl, whether it's alif lam or any word that begins with hamzatul wasl, the long vowel becomes a short vowel. We don't say يقرأوا القرآن. You say as though it's a short vowel with no vowel in it. Vowel is not pronounced. يقرأوا القرآن. أي يقرأوا القرآن. Okay? So we have here the noon is not pronounced because it's deleted. And the waw is not pronounced from the long vowel of يقرأوا because it's followed by hamzatul wasl. And the alif or the hamzatul wasl here is also not pronounced. So you go straight from يقرأوا, the hamza with dhamma, straight to the lam. يقرأوا القرآن. أي يقرأوا القرآن. I hope it's clear. The noon is deleted. Right? The alif, the hamzatul wasl is not pronounced because something preceding it. And the waw is not pronounced because it's a long vowel followed by hamzatul wasl. يقرأ القرآن. طيب. Whose turn is it? عبد الحق. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟ نعم. يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أي يدخل المكتبة. أي يدخل المكتبة. أي يدخلوا because يدخلون the noon is deleted because it's منصوب and the long vowel of يدخلوا is shortened because it's followed by حمزة الوصل. أي يدخلوا المكتبة. What does it mean? The students went to enter the bookstore or the library. نعم ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟ نعم يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أي يكتبون ويزال أو يقولوا يقول لك شيئا. يقول لك شيئا أي يقول لك شيئا. What does it mean? The students want? They want to say something to you. يقول لك شيئا. Something. They want to say? يقول لك. They want to say to you شيئا. They want to say something to you. نعم. يا مختار. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب؟
يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يجلسوا في صف الأول.
يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يجلسوا في الصف الأول. نعم. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب يا موسى؟ Oh, what does it mean? I'm sorry. What does that mean? The students want to sit in the front row. Naam. Yeah, Musa.
يُرِيدُ هَؤُلَاءِ الطُّلَّابُ أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا الْقَهْوَةَ.
أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا الْقَهْوَةَ. يُرِيدُ هَؤُلَاءِ الطُّلَّابُ أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا الْقَهْوَةَ. What does it mean?
These students want to drink coffee.
Naam, they want to drink coffee. Why is that? Why do they want to drink coffee? Because they were sleeping and they went out already to wash their faces. That didn't work. So now they said, let's drink some coffee.
Caffeine, huh?
اسم كافين. نعم. ماذا يريد هؤلاء الطلاب يا أبا بكر؟ يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يزوروا المديرة. أن يزوروا المديرة. يزورون becomes يزوروا. And the long vowel is deleted because of حمزة الوصل. أن يزوروا المديرة. يريد هؤلاء الطلاب أن يزوروا المديرة. What does it mean? The students want to visit the director or the headmaster. طيب. التمرين الرابع. نعم. 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 يسألوك سؤالا. Yeah. Same kind of thing you had up there. Now, with the noun being deleted, followed by a pronoun that's connected to it. Now, same situation. جيد. طيب. مفهوم. واضح. واضح. نعم. Clear. Now, what does مفهوم mean? Is understood. Understood. مفهوم. واضح. طيب. التمرين الرابع. Fourth exercise. تأمل ما يلي. Contemplate. Reflect. Ponder over what follows. Okay, in this exercise number 4, there are 3 sections. The first section, Aleph, is showing us a certain type of verb, which it came in 5 forms. There are 4 forms of the verb for 5 pronouns. The second, Ba, on the next page, is showing us 3 forms of the verb. And the third group, Jim, is showing us 2 forms of the verb, showing us 10 forms of the verb. The first 5 are verbs that take Dhamma. When they are Mansub, they take Fatha. The second group, Ba, are verbs that have Noon at the end. And when they are Mansub, the Noon is deleted. And the third group of Jim are verbs that are Mabniyun. They don't change when they are Mansub. They don't change after N or Lam al-Ta'lil. Okay, so they've shown us 3 groups of the 10 forms of the verbs, excluding the duals. There are no duals here. We haven't done that, okay? But the other forms of the verb, there are 10 forms. They're showing us one group of 5 forms, second group of 3 forms, and third group of 2 forms, making a total of 10. Alright? So, the first group, huwa yadhhabu. Huwa yuridu ay yadhhaba. Okay, we see that yadhhabu becomes yadhhaba when it's mansub. Here, تذهب. هي تريد أن تذهب. So هي تريد becomes after N becomes منصوب. هي تريد أن تذهب. So the Dhamma becomes فتح. And the same thing with أنت تذهب. هي and أنت is sharing the same form of the verb. هي تذهب. أنت تذهب. أنت تذهب. أنت تريد. I mean أنت تذهب. أنت تريد أن تذهب when it's منسوب. Okay, turn the page. Same, still we're still the same group Aleph. We have أنا and نحن. أنا أذهب and نحن نذهب. If they become منسوب, you say أنا أريد أن أذهب ونحن نريد أن نذهب. So these 5 forms of the verb. That is هو and هي and أنت. And ana and nahnu, these 5 forms of the verb, they normally take dhamma in the mudari form, the mudari verb. When they're marfoon, they take dhamma. But if they're mansub, they take fatha. This is 5 forms of the verb. Then we have the next group, ba, which is the feminine, second person singular, anti. Anti. Tadhabina. And the 2 masculine plurals, second and third person. هم يذهبون and أنتم تذهبون. Okay? The plurals. Masculine plurals. Alhamdulillah. Allah is so generous, kind and merciful.
I went to go pray and I dropped my car. I want to pray, I said maybe it's in home. Let me pray for you. I want to I'm walking, I found God.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Allahu huwa al-hafiz. Al-hafiz. Naam. Second group, ba, hum yadhhabuna. And antum tadhhabuna. And anti, feminine, singular, second person, anti tadhhabina. All these have noon on the end. When they are mansoob, the noon is deleted. So if you see the noon there, you know it's marfoon. If it's deleted, then it's mansoob or majzoom. Hum yuriduna an yadhhabu. Antum turiduna an tadhhabu. Anti turidina an tadhhabi. These are the three forms that have noon. The noon is deleted if they're mansoob or if they are majzoom by lam or lamma and such, which we didn't go to yet. Jim, third group are the two forms of the verb which are both feminine plurals, second person and third person. Hunna yadhhabna, antunna tadhhabna. These two forms of the verbs are mabniyun, feminine, plural, second person and third person are mabniyun. So you say hunna yuridna ayyadhhaba, ayyadhhabna, and antun, antunna turidna and tadhhabna. They remain the same, they don't change if they are mansoob nor if they are majzoom. They remain the same. Okay, so this chart, or these three groups, or classification of the mudari verb into three groups, is very important to remember which forms of the verb change from dhamma to fatha and which forms of the verb retain the noon or delete the noon, depending on if they're marfu or mansoob. And two forms of verb that remain the same because they are mabniun and they never change. Okay, exercise number 5. At-tamreen al-khamis. Dha'af al-amakin al-khaliyah al-fi'la. Put in the empty spaces, which verb? Yadhhabu. Musnadan ila al-dhamair al-munasiba. Musnadan means connecting them to the appropriate pronouns. Dhamair is the plural of what? Dhamir. Jayid. Alright, so we're going to put it, we're going to connect the verb yadhhabu to the appropriate pronouns. Who read the last one? You read it? Good. We're back here. Ya Ibrahimu. Muthaf. What is Muthaf? Huh? Museum. Museum. Naam. Yuridu at-tullabu an... an yadhhab. Yadhhabu. An yadhhabu? Ay an an-nasab. It makes it mansoob. Yadhhabu, when it becomes mansoob, it becomes what? The verb yadhhabu, if it's mansoob, it becomes what? Yadhhaba. Yadhhaba. Mansoob. Yadhhaba. Okay, the verb when it's mansoob, mudari verb, it either changes from dhamma to fatha, or it changes from the noon being present to the noon being deleted. Unless it's mabniun, it remains the same. Yuridu at-tullabu ay yadhhaba. Yadhhaba. Naam. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm sorry. Ibrahim. Ibrahim is awake now, I'm sorry. Good. Yuridu at-tullabu ay what? Ay yadhhabu ila al-muthafi ghadan. Ay yadhhabu harf an-noon. Ay yadhhabu ila al-muthafi ghadan. What does it mean? Naam, the students want to go to the museum tomorrow. Next one, Abdul Karim.
Okay. I'm back with you now. I'm not catching up on this. Okay.
Osama too.
Okay.
You know, second person, direct, second person, masculine, singular. At-turidu an?
O-turidu.
Yadhabu is huwa yadhabu. We're saying anta.
Tadhabu.
Anta tadhab.
Anta tadhabu.
Aturidu an tadhab. Singular, ya Usama.
Tadhabu.
But it's mansoob. Tadhabu.
Tadhabu. Tadhaba.
Tadhaba.
Yes, yes. Tadhaba ila maktabi. Maktabi bil barida.
Al-baridi. البريدي إلى مكتب البريدي لتأخذ
بقية
مفعول به بركية okay so يا أسامة أتريد أن تذهب إلى مكتب البريد لتأخذ البرقية لتأخذ is منصوب because of what لي لام التعليل لتأخذ البرقية what does it mean Ya Usama. O Usama?
He said, Usama said that you want to go to the post office to take the telegram?
Telegram, yeah. Do you want to go to the post office to take the telegram? Yeah, I need to take it, mean to pick it up, to get it.
Yeah.
Number three.
Yeah,
Usama. Yeah. Fadl. Jayid. نعم أربعة أمين ثلاثة نعم نعم أنا أريد أن أذهب إلى بلدي في عطلة الصيفي في عطلة الصيفي what does it mean want to go to my city or my country in the summer vacation أربعة عبد الحق طيب يريد عمي أن يذهب إلى جدة What's the vowel on جدة؟ ها؟ Is it كسرة؟ Somebody said كسرة Somebody said something else ضمة؟ فتحة؟ Does anybody say anything other than كسرة؟ Anybody say anything different with the majority view؟ Juddatu, he says Juddatu. Why Juddatu? After Ila. Marfoon, Biharf Ja. Anybody have a different view? Any other view? Is it possible it could be Ila Juddata? It's possible, huh? It is in fact Juddata. Why is it Juddata? It's Mamnu Min Al-Sarf. Mamnu Min Al-Sarf. Judda is a proper noun. Feminine proper noun. Judda is a city near Mecca. It's where the plains land when you go into Mecca. You all call it Jedda. It's really Judda. The real, the proper name is Judda. Now, people call it that. Some people call it Jedda. A lot of the Saudis call it Jedda. And other people call it Jedda. And the real proper pronunciation is Judda.
It's the same word like grand.
It looks like it's written the same way. It's written the same way. Jidda too, you mean? Musa, he said, yeah, it's possible. He said it's possible. But we're saying it's not possible. It is Jidda.
It is
Jidda. No, it's Jidda. It's Mabnu min al-Sarf. It's Majroor. The sign of Majroor is Fatha. So it's Mabnu min al-Sarf. طيب, so we're saying, يريد عمي أن يذهب إلى جدة ليشتري سيارة. ليشتري سيارة. What does it mean? My uncle wants to go to Jeddah to buy a car. Number 5. يا أخوات. نعم. أين تريدنا أن تذهبنا بعد الدرس يا أخوات؟ What does it mean? Now, where do you want to go? بعد الدرس. After the درس.
Yeah.
After the lesson. Now. Oh, أخوات. Oh, sisters. Number 6. نعم نحن نريد أن نذهب إلى باكستان في الأسبوع المقبل. What does this mean?
We want to go to Pakistan.
We want to go to Pakistan in the week that is coming, in the coming week, next week. Number 7. نعم أخواتي يريدنا أن يذهبنا إلى المكتبة هذا المساء. What does it mean?
My sisters want to go to the library this evening.
My sisters want to go to the library this evening. Number 8. He put in there, أخواتي يريدنا أي يذهبنا. يذهبنا مبني. Number 8.
أمي تريد أن تذهب إلى صيدلية تشتري دواء.
It's factor on the wow. لتشتري دواء. أمي هي تريد أن تذهب إلى الصيدلية لتشتري دواء. What does it mean? What's صيدلية? Pharmacy. My mother wants to go to the صيدلية. To buy دواء. What is دواء? داء ودواء. Huh? Medicine. Medicine. Next page, 131. Number 9, Abdul Karim.
Turidina. Turidina.
This is anti, this is not plural. This is feminine, second person, singular. Anti turidina.
Okay, so it's two
The verb yadhabu, the verb yadhabu, the verb yadhabu, if you're using it in reference to the second person feminine singular. The original form of the verb would be what? Anyone. Feminine second person singular. Anti tazhabina. So the form of the verb that we want to use here is tazhabina, but it's going to be mansub. So we're going to say what? An tazhabi. Mata turidina an tazhabi ila al-mustashfa. لي عيادتي الخالتي لي مضاف مضاف إليه لعيادة الخالتي أم كلثوم. Okay, what is the meaning? ماذا تريدين أن تذهبي متى I'm sorry متى تريدين أن تذهبي إلى المستشفى لعيادة الخالة يا أم كلثوم. What does it mean?
When do you want to go to the hospital?
To visit your aunt. To visit the aunt. The aunt of Kulthum?
Your aunt.
Oh, Kulthum. Naam. When do you want to visit the aunt? Your aunt. Okay. Okay. Naam? Okay, I have just one question. لِإِيَادَةِ خَالَتِي. No, I have two questions. خَالَتِي. What is the Arab of خَالَتِي?
مَجْرُوَ.
Why? مضاف إليه مجرور ونام تجره كسرة. طيب أمة, what is the إعراب of أمة؟ منسوب منسوب مضاف إليه. Is it مضاف إليه أم؟ I understand it's yeah. Okay,
original is yeah أم.
Okay, so if it's because of ya al nida, then is what? The munada. Munada, right? It's the munada. Why is the munada mansub here? Just because of ya? Huh? Because it's munada in mudaf. In idafa. Naam. Because it's munada and it's in idafa. If it's not an idafa, then it's not going to be mansub. It's going to be majroor. Because of idafa, because it's the munada, mudaf, munada, mudaf, then it's mansub. Taib, number 10. Whose turn is it? Okay. أتريدون is second person, masculine, plural. أنتم يا إخوانو. أتريدون أنتم أن أن تذهب. Originally is أن تذهب. It's originally is تذهبون, but because of أن it becomes what? أن تذهبوا. اليوم. نعم يا إخوان أتريدون أن تذهبوا إلى حديقة الحيوانات اليوم. What does it mean?
Oh, brothers, do you want to go to the zoo today? Taib, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know if we can finish this. We can try quickly. Let's see. Oof, 8. All right, I'll just go quickly over some notes. I'm going to skip number 6. You can do it for homework, inshallah. I'm going to skip number 6, just so we can finish this lesson. Number 7 says, ta'ammal ma yali. Ta'ammal ma yali. Contemplate what follows. Okay, you have one column. Al-mudari'u al-marfu'un. Yadhabu, yadhabuna, and so on. Tadhabu. Mudari, marfu'a. Alamatul raf is dhamma, or thubut an-nun, or dhamma, and so on. It's telling you what's the alamatul raf for different forms of the verb when it is marfu'un. Then you have al-mudari'u al-mansub. That's the next column. It's showing you yadhaba, yadhabu, tadhaba, down to the next page. And it's telling you beside that alamatul nasb. What is the sign of it being mansub? So they're telling you the sign of it being mansub from yadhaba is al-fathatu. From yadhabu it's hadhfu an-nuni. From tadhaba is al-fathatu. And in some forms, if you look on the next page, on the top of the next page, you see yadhabna is mabniyun, and tadhabna is mabniyun, and tadhabu, it is the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma, and tadhaba, the sign of it being marfu'un is fatha. If you look at this these columns on both pages, it goes down the line. Okay, in the first line. On the next page, you got to remember the first line is al-mudari al-marfu'un, and then the sign that it's marfu'un, the sign of raf. The next column is al-mudari al-mansub, and the sign that of its nas, the sign that it's mansub. So as you look down these columns, the first one is going to be the marfu'un and the sign of it being marfu'un, and the third column is going to be the mudari mansub and the sign that it's mansub, and you will see that it's explaining to you. When it's marfu'un, the sign is either dhamma or thubut an-nun, unless it's mabniyun. And when it's mansub, the sign that it's mansub is going to be fatha or hadhfu an-nun, unless it's mabniyun. So that's basically what this chart is. You really need to reflect on it carefully, going through each one of these forms carefully. Any question about the chart itself, how it works? Okay, the first column, it goes down the page to the next page. All the way down, all of those are al-mudari and marfu'un. It's the mudari forms when they're marfu'un. Okay, on the first, on this bottom of this page and the next page, the first column is all under al-mudari and marfu'. The next column on this page, on the bottom of this page and the next page, is all telling you what's the sign of the mudari verb in these different forms when it is marfu'un. So it's telling you it's either dhamma, ثبوت النون ضم مبنيون ضم ثبوت النون ثبوت النون مبنيون ضم ضم. It's just telling you for each form of the verb what's the sign that it's marfu'un. On the third column, you have the mudari verb that's mansub on the bottom of this page. يذهبَ يذهبُ تذهبَ تذهبنا. All the way down to the next page, the whole third column is the mudari verb in its different forms when it's mansub. And the last column on the bottom of this page and the next page, the fourth column, is all the sign of the mudari verb when it's mansub. The sign that is of nas. Okay, so this column, this should be studied carefully. Studied carefully. Number 8. Ta'ammal ma yali. Alla is equal to n plus la. Okay, the particle n, harf al nas, that makes something mansub. When it's followed by la for negation for the mudari verb, you put it together and you say, instead of n la, the noon with sukun is merged into the lam, which takes shadda, it becomes alla.
Is it also like
malla? Huh? Yeah. Bal. And la, negation. La tukrimun al yateem. Yeah, like ashhadu أن لا you say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Alright, so it's just showing you that this is a combination of the particle أن and the harf nafi لا ألا أرجو أن تدخل أرجو ألا تدخل. I request, I hope that you will not enter. أرجو أن تجلس هنا. I request that you will sit here. أرجو ألا تجلس هنا. أرجو أن تجلس هنا means I request or I hope. Literally it means I hope. But you can translate it as the meaning of what is intended, I hope. I request or I hope that you will sit here. أرجو ألا تجلس هنا means I hope or I request that you do not. أن لا, don't sit here. Allah means N plus negation. Mm-hmm. That you do not. I request that. Do not sit here. N means that. Ani arju an tajlisa. I request that tajlisa, that you sit. Huna, here. Allah, I request that you do not sit here. Allah tajlisa huna. But N is changing the mudari verb from tajlisu to tajlisa. Even though in the second case the N is followed by the la of negation, it still makes the mudari verb mansub. N la tajlisa. Is it clear? Fayyib. Wow. I wish that they will be the majority of my ummah will be the majority of people of Jannah. Now, huh? I don't remember the wording of the hadith. It's not fresh in my mind at this moment. Okay, so in any case, N plus La is Allah. N makes it mansub. Allah is for negation. Number 9 says Kaf harfun min huruf al jar. Kaf is a harf, a harf like harf ja, harf from min huruf al jar. هذه المدرسة كال مسجدي. Ka al masjidi. Harf ja makes al masjid majroor. This school is like the masjid or like a masjid. Number 2, هذه القهوة كال ماي. هذه القهوة, this coffee is like water. كال ماي makes it majroor. Number 3, حامد كسلان كزميله. حامد is كسلان like his classmate. ك like زميله. And number 4, and remember زميله is originally زميله. زميله. But because of كاف, زميلو becomes زميلي, and because of the كسرة, هو becomes he. زميله. Huh? What must follow it? Huh?
Yeah.
The pronoun originally zamiluhu, right? His classmate. But because of the preposition ka, zamilu becomes zamili, right? Whenever the pronoun hu is preceded by a kasra, if a kasra is before, or ya with sukun, then who becomes he? And whom becomes him. So because of the kasra of zamili, we say zamilihi, kazamilihi. He is lazy like his classmate. Number 4, sa'ati, kasa'atika, means my watch is like your watch, kasa'atika. Adatun, the meaning of it is habit or custom. Its plural is adat. Muthafun means a museum, and its plural is matahifu. Ulbatun means a what? A packet, or a tin, or a container. And its plural is ulabun. Malabisu means clothing. Hadikatul hayawanati means the park, or the garden of animals, the zoo. Sayyidun means, it's a title of respect, Mr. or Sir. And its plural is sadatun. Sad. Huh? Saydaliya means pharmacy. Saydaliya. Saydali means the pharmacist. Saydali means the pharmacist. Huh? Sayyid? It's not there? You don't see Sayyid? Oh, I have it. I don't know.
That's the pharmacy, right?
Yeah. Saydaliya is a pharmacy. And Saydali is a pharmacist himself. Okay, again, brother, somebody remind me next week, inshallah. We'll go back to exercise number. What's the exercise we skipped? Six, right? Okay, inshallah, we'll go back to. We're going to stop here in case anybody wants to go out to the lecture. Masjid Ahlul Quran wa Sunnah, you still have time. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The homework. Homework is to do the exercise, go with exercise. We're in class today. And try to look at the next lesson. Try to look at the next lesson number 19. Look at the key, look at the vocabulary. And we'll dig into it next week, inshallah. We're going to go back to exercise number 6 though.